Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
There is no way to overstate how big ClimateGate is, because it reaches into all the warrens of corruption in the United Nations and the private corporations that control it and their world taxation, micromanagement, control freak system. We're going to be breaking that down more in this hour. So much news coming out on that front, but let's continue with phone calls right now. Let's talk to John in Kansas. John, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, John. Good.
I have a suggestion for your new movie about eugenics. I think
yes.
I think you should interview lawyer John Schlittman, where the movie A Civil Action was based on. This was about the incident when Anderson versus Cryovac in Wauburn, Massachusetts, where they've been caught poisoning the water system. And I want to say that because that movie was like mainstream and it had John Travolta and Robert Duvall as actors in it.
So well, I should go interview some of the surviving black men who were given syphilis and allowed to spread syphilis from Tuskegee. I mean, it's a good idea to interview victims or interview some of the surviving hemophiliacs that have HIV from Bayer Pharmaceutical knowingly putting HIV in it, knowing they were shipping it out. But, it's a whole budgetary issue of the money to fly out and interview all these people and do it and to have the staff to be able to do it. But that's certainly a good idea.
Yeah, and I say that because it's a mainstream movie, and people who've seen it in 1998 when it came out can recognize, oh, yeah, I remember that. John Travolta was in that movie.
Now, did they accidentally put the poison in the water? Because I don't know about the case. I vaguely remember.
No, it has trial. It was Beatrice Foods. It was also Beatrice Foods through their subsidiary.
But was it an accident?
Well, I guess they call it an accident.
Yeah, because here's the deal. There are thousands of cases of wink-wink accidents where they just let it happen to save money. We have cases, sir, where they knowingly give pregnant wives of GIs uranium pills, telling them it's vitamins to see what it'll do to them. We have cases where they radiate children to death on purpose. We have cases where they give people diseases, where they spray the troops with nerve gas, where they kill them, like Project Shad. I mean, we have cases where they knowingly, so many, I don't know if you've seen my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. It's a 2-hour, 40-minute film. We spent 20 minutes just case after case with mainstream articles and videos just showing where they knowingly kill people. I mean, they don't just accidentally let some stuff leak out in the water. They knowingly do this wanting to hurt people. But that's an interesting case. I appreciate your call. And I appreciate the suggestion. I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just saying, we got stuff a lot worse than that, man. I mean, Bayer Pharmaceutical alone, Baxter mixing the weaponized bird flu in with vaccines, all those homeless people dying in other cases. I mean, this is all admitted, being given it. I mean, this is real. The magnitude of this. I keep saying the magnitude. I mean, I can't believe I'm just here calmly on air even talking about it. I can't believe it's gone this far. I can't believe that that our country is this insane, that our world is run by these murderous criminals. Bayer Pharmaceutical, for more than a decade, knew that all of their Factor VIII blood drug had HIV and hepatitis in it. This came out in French court. This came out in U.S. court. I mean, I could play the MSNBC news pieces on this. I don't get up here and just say Bayer is doing this without having it absolutely nailed down. I'd be sued off the face of the earth in 15 seconds. That's a multi-billion-dollar-a-month company. It's true. I don't just get up here and say they nerve gas our troops to death, or in places like New York State, they grab foster kids and test pesticides on them till they die.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, yeah, I'm ready. Okay, yeah. Stop that. Oh, you're killing me. Okay, they want me to dress up like Santa. My thoughts? What's this gonna prove? They want to remind you about the holiday special. So here it is. Buy a month's supply of Life Change Tea and get 2 extra weeks free. Get some free tea in the holiday spree. Oh my goodness. Lose weight and don't become the size of Santa. Oh, who wrote this? Buy 1 month, get 2 weeks free. That's the best sale of the year. So go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. Come on, new people. 928-308-0408. And all of you that have ordered the tea, thank you for this year. We love you guys. Yeah, we know. You love us too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Your phone calls. On one police state front, a major U.S. telecom is admitting that police 8 million times accessed their database of GPS coordinates via cell phones. 8 million times one phone company in 1 year tracking where you are and what you're doing. Again, the globalists design their technology where you go out and pay for it, you adopt it, and by law, it's all universally designed to track and trace and tax and control you. We're going to be going over that. Also, Tea Party co-founder says concept has been hijacked by false left-right paradigm, as we pointed out months ago, criticizing the fact that Glenn Beck and others have completely taken it over. That way, once the Republicans get back in power, the globalists can continue their operations. Both parties are controlled. Their job is to contain real peaceful revolution through the political system in this nation. That's why the Pentagon and the FBI in mainstream news articles have quoted that all protesting is a form of terrorism. Anything pro-America, anything freedom-oriented, anything good is now bad. Anything that deals with the Bill of Rights and Constitution is bad. They call us in their manuals constitutional terrorist. This is out of the Electronic Frontier Foundation. Surveillance shocker. Sprint received 8 million law enforcement requests, and that's just their automatic, for GPS location data in the past year. That's just Sprint. Tracking where you are and what you're doing. Right now, let's go back to the phone calls. Who's up next here, John? Jeff in Delaware. You're on the air. Welcome, Jeff.
How you doing today, sir? First and foremost, I'd like to say that you're the best at what you do, Mr. Jones. You taught me so much. I've been listening to you since March, and within this time frame, you just taught me so much. You didn't, my eye was already starting to open, but you didn't force it all the way open. And I don't really understand how people can't see this conspiracy that's going on. Maybe it's because Lucifer, well, what these people, I guess, worship, has the whole world blind, and they can't understand, they can't conceive these thoughts in their mind. But these people are actually out here doing this. And what made me call is because I was watching Bloomberg, watching the Bernanke hearing, or his confirmation hearing, and one guy, only one person, I didn't see the Sanders part, but I seen the one guy, he's a Republican, he dug up in Bernanke, and he was telling the truth. But then you had Senator Dodd and Schumer, and then you even had the guy, Edwin Bayh. Like, they know what's going on. You can see it in their face. Like, you can see it. They know what's going on, and they're sitting there smirking and laughing. And, like, Dodd, in the beginning of the confirmation hearing, he said he already knew that Bernanke was going to get the thing, get the confirmation. Like, what are we going to do? Like, is the American people going to stand up and do something and say something? I mean, we can't do violence because we're not going to win, but it's going to turn out that way. It's like, what are we going to do? What are we going to do?
Well, I mean, there's a time to be born, a time to die, a time to kill. I mean, but you know, the point is that would just muddy all of the waters if people started getting violent. Who do you get violent against? It's a corrupt system throughout. You have to expose the system and try to have a level discussion and a level forum to educate the public. That's why the establishment tried to consolidate the media. That's why they tried to shut down any alternatives to free speech. That's why they've got free speech zones and tried to attack peaceful people at demonstrations or hire provocateurs. So the police have a pretext to attack the peaceful demonstrations. They've been caught red-handed everywhere so that they can chill free speech, because we do have power. And they are afraid of us, and they are afraid of what we're doing. And it's just a process. The New World Order wasn't built in a day. They didn't take over in a day. They don't have complete control yet, and we're not going to defeat them in a day. Just the act of resisting them, speaking out against them, challenging them aggressively, in the end, will bring these globalists down. And so that's the bottom line, and it is really good to hear from you, my friend. Let's go ahead and talk to Lisa in Minnesota. Lisa, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Me and my husband are living here in Minnesota, and we're involved in uncovering a lot that has to do with the whole mortgage fraud. And we're having our rights trampled on by public officials not recording documents that their statutes say we can record. I want to get back to the guy that was on before. The big thing is we need to stop giving these people jurisdiction over us, and that's what they're doing. They're running the show because we let them. When we don't stop and say, no, this is enough. You know, we have a family, we have kids, and, you know, me and my husband are out there on the line trying to do something for everybody. But so many people are out there so afraid, you know, the fear, the false evidence appearing real of the boogeyman coming out to get them. And that's kind of where we're at with things. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm just listening to you. Caller after caller says, what do we do? Because you're not seeing instant success. Well, you just have to continue to tell the truth and continue to expose these criminals, and they will fall, but it's not going to happen instantly.
Right. An affidavit of truth is a good way to start getting it out. Use their same forms against them. You know, state your case, you know, because if you put it on record and you file it in the counties, you know, you're going to put evidence there, so if it's needed later, you can go grab it. You know, if you make letters out to these you know, an affidavit out to these corrupt individuals, eventually, you know, if we keep doing it together, it's all going to come out. And if it does go into a court situation, we can all stand on the record. You know, again, I appreciate everything that you're doing and giving us a resource to, you know, to call to. But me and my husband actually want to know if there's a possibility of meeting you off the record, because we've got so much evidence. And if you have any information on how to get a hold of Jesse Ventura, which was our governor here in Minnesota, because what we have could help stop a big crisis that's going on in all the states, and that's the foreclosure.
Okay, well, listen, Lisa, I appreciate your call. Lisa, I don't even have time to do a third of the radio interviews I'm offered. It's just I can only do so much. And so I really never have time to meet with people. You know, I mean, I wish I could, and I'm sure you found a lot of corruption in your area. You know, I think it's fine to send letters and to file letters and to have it on record to put people on notice that they're engaged in criminal or corrupt activity. That's an act of standing up to them. But it's also important just to go to county commissioner, city council, and speak out on the record about what you know, and to make it as simple and straightforward as you can. A lot of patriots are so awake to more subtle nuances of the corporate fraud that they kind of bring people into the debate at a PhD level, and so you're almost talking a different language to folks. But you know, that's why a lot of people contact me, and they think if they could just talk to me or talk to somebody else off air, that there was a silver bullet, or if we just carried out this one plan or this one operation or this one. It's more than that. It's millions of people doing millions of different things, discrediting the system, exposing the system, pointing out the shadow government, pointing out both major parties are controlled, pointing out that it's a military-industrial complex dictatorship we're already under, and that it's intensifying, and pointing out that open borders will bankrupt our country further and is part of the public plan by the Council on Foreign Relations to bring in the North American Union. That's their own admissions, to beat that, and to beat their anti-gun bills, and to beat their takeover of health care, and to try to stop these wars they've launched. I mean, there's so many issues we have to get involved in as well. Okay? Let's go ahead and go to Joe in Arizona. Joe, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on?
Worldwide broadcast. What's going on with you?
Not too much. I just want to see if you got a chance to see the Jesse Ventura show last night.
I didn't. I was up interviewing Dave Mustaine in Dallas, but everybody in the office that was here said they saw it and thought it was pretty impressive.
Yeah, let me tell you, I knew about that HARP thing about a few months ago, and I was trying to tell my parents, and they were like, no way. And I actually recorded it and watched it with them, and their eyes were open. And, like, a lot of people are calling you asking what to do. Just plant a seed, and then it starts to grow. It's just like
Well, I mean, I can't believe they let this on air because, you know, I've seen large clips of the episodes and some of the full episodes, and it all seemed to be towards our side. You know, because it's mainstream television, they have to, you know, have some, quote, objectivity, towards the delusional official story that there's no government corruption. But this is a first that they're allowing this on television, and it's because the system is imploding, and it's because they've lost all credibility that they're now being forced to allow a little bit of this out there because it's already common knowledge with more and more people. But overall, what grade would you give the piece you saw on HARP?
Oh, I would definitely say like a 10. I think Jesse Ventura was just like, wow, totally. He didn't know about it, and he was just, his eyes were open too. And I'd done reading about it and actually sat down and talked to my dad, and he was just like, no way that could happen. And I recorded it and then showed it to him, and it just, he was blown away. Just like, wow, yeah.
No, I've had the director of HARP on from HARP, and he starts talking about how they can ignite the upper atmosphere with these antennas. And then suddenly, someone on the line cuts in and tells him he can't talk about that. I mean, when I got him on, they had Air Force officers. He was a private scientist, the head of HARP. They had Air Force officers telling me what I could and couldn't say, that they were going to cut the interview short if I went any place that was bad, that they wouldn't say what that was. And only the board ops could hear that going on. But John Harmon heard that. Maybe I should get John on because he heard that during the breaks. And John can tell you as a witness.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes. A $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
We have a lot of callers calling in who want to know what they can do. What is most effective against the criminal cartel, the illegitimate frauds that run our society, that are robbing and stealing and looting, that are violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution, religiously removing our liberties and freedoms and replacing it with tyranny? Look at what activist groups, Freedoms Phoenix out in Arizona, We Are Change, InfoWars groups, the real legitimate Tea Party groups, not the Republicanoid counterfeit. They're going to every book signing, every event by congressmen, senators, House members. A lot of House members and senators aren't even having public forums and meetings anymore. They've now been run off because they show up and get shouted down, whether they're Republican or Democrat. Everywhere Al Gore goes now, the headlines in the newspapers, the TV reports, talk about crowds of 100, 200, 300, 400 people, 500, booing him, bullhorning him, exposing him as a fraud. People go into the book signings, shut him down, expose him as a fraud, scream climate gate at him, educate the mindless idiots that are there to see him. They can't operate with this going on. This will destroy them. Do you understand? They have to have the illusion of your consent. Standing up to them with the truth will bring them down, but it's not going to happen instantly. And everywhere Bernanke goes, he's being criticized. That's why they've created groups, the Federal Reserve's on record, at high schools, public schools, colleges, professional guilds, dental associations, medical associations, nursing associations, business associations, sending out Federal Reserve representatives to go brainwash the locals into, oh, the Federal Reserve's your friend. They've been doing this for years. For decades, they've had brainwashing programs in the public schools. But now we're there countering them with the truth. And everywhere they go, they're being confronted. And 5 years ago, people were reverent, groveling to Fed chairman. They were reverent to the bankers. They treated them like they were an imperial emperor with more reverence than the president. Now they're treated with contempt because those congressmen know they're going to be voted out. They're going to be shouted down if they at least don't confront them publicly. Some of it is grandstanding. So the beginning of the end for these people is here. You want a solution? It's bare knuckles InfoWar. It's going to your county commissioners, your city council. It's getting a local radio show. It's starting an Access TV show. It's starting websites. It's starting your own internet radio show, your own internet blogs, your own YouTube, whatever. Everybody together speaking out. Our voice is getting higher and higher. We are the majority, and we have truth on our side. I want to play this quick clip of Senator Sanders talking about the potential to block Bernanke's confirmation hearing. This is from Bloomberg's YouTube channel. Here it is.
Sanders, the independent of Vermont, is leading the opposition to Ben Bernanke up here on Capitol Hill. Thank you, sir, for the time. And we got word overnight, not only are you going to vote against Ben Bernanke for his confirmation, you're going to put a hold on his nomination on the floor. Right. Tell me why.
Look, this country is facing the worst economic disaster since the 1930s. We have 17% of our people unemployed or underemployed. The immediate cause of this crisis is the greed, the recklessness, the illegal behavior on Wall Street. And the American people are asking, where was the Fed? Their responsibility is to oversee the safety and soundness of our financial institutions. Where were these guys when Wall Street engaged in a huge gambling spree that led to the collapse? So that's number one. They really did not do their job in terms of protecting the American people and keeping a close eye on the financial institutions. The second issue is what has happened since the collapse? Have they reached out and tried to protect the needs of working people in the middle class, or has been their main interest propping up Wall Street and the needs of these big CEOs? And I think most American people think they're not where we need them to be.
Sir, is it fair to pin this all on Ben Bernanke?
No,
some say
not.
Alan Greenspan maybe bears a responsibility
right.
for this.
It's not fair to blame everything on Bernanke. But the fact of the matter is, Bernanke was part of the Bush administration. You know, he was chairman of the Council of Economic Advisors for George Bush. When President Obama came in, people are saying, you know, it's time for a change. It's time for a new look at the relationship of Wall Street to the productive economy.
That's enough.
The idea of having, continuing somebody on board who has been part of the...
So that's the basic partisanship he's throwing in, even though he's supposedly independent, making it about Bush and Obama and all these puppets. The same Wall Street crew ran Clinton, ran Bush, ran Obama. That's what my film Fall of the Republic exposes. And it's like saying it's not fair to blame Ben Bernanke. It's saying don't blame Stalin. He only worked for Lenin. Or don't blame Heinrich Himmler. He only worked for Hitler. I mean, he's at the very top of this fraud. And the Federal Reserve's not there to safeguard us, Senator Sanders. It's there to rob us and rape us and vertically integrate the economy. It's the holding company for the private offshore banks that engineered the crisis through their controllers at Goldman Sachs. And that's now mainstream news. They are the progenitors of the collapse. They wanted to collapse the economy so they could consolidate wealth and bring in total government control. Socialist Sanders.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Climate Gate is out with its tentacles into every corner of the New World Order. The private Federal Reserve chief is being grilled, being screamed at by Congress. We're getting those clips queued up for later in the last hour today. The House passed out of committee, as you know, 2 weeks ago. It's going to be going to a full vote to start the audit of the private Federal Reserve. They were unable to gut the bill. It's a strong bill. Ron Paul's worked for close to 3 decades on this. And even if it doesn't pass the Senate this go-around, the people are now saying they want it audited. They want the shadow government to be brought to justice. They understand who's engineered this collapse. They understand that trillions of dollars of the bailout money went to secretive groups, and they watched the private Fed chief and the Treasury Secretary Geithner and the Treasury Secretary Paulson before him tell our elected representatives, our servants, that they will not tell them where the money went. This is open fraud, open theft, an open swindle. And the public is waking up. They're coming out of their trance. They're coming out of the mind control. And they're saying, what do you mean the government radiates foster kids to death? What do you mean they grab little kids and test pesticides on them? What do you mean they put HIV in the Factor VIII blood product? What do you mean the White House science czar wrote all these textbooks calling for forced population reduction and a, quote, planetary regime police state to carry it out. What do you mean they're teaching kids in school they should only have one child when they grow up? What do you mean they're teaching everybody that carbon dioxide is a poison? I mean, it's ridiculous. They treat you like you're absolute morons. And you're not morons. Everybody is intelligent. Everybody is special. They just learn to respect themselves and get involved and get informed. And everybody has power. The power to tell the truth. The power to get involved. All right, here's what I'm going to do. These have all been great calls. And I want to continue with Annie, Ken, Adam, Mike, and others. The toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. In these third and fourth hour, the second half of this radio transmission, we're going to start simulcasting online for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers when the show goes hybrid, radio and TV for PrisonPlanet.tv members. I want to remind you in the 5.5 years plus that we've had PrisonPlanet.tv, we just continue to update all the thousands of videos, all my films in super high quality, my book, Paul Watson's book, is in ebook form. The live TV show, the higher quality audio archives and video archives of the live radio / TV show is all posted for members at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, that's PrisonPlanet.tv. And only in the month of December do we always have this special where you get 5.5 months free. You sign up for a year, instead of paying for 12 months, you pay for 6.5. That's what the special comes out to. All because 5 years ago I said, let's have a Christmas special, a holiday special. And Paul said, okay, it's this price. What do you want the discount to be? And I said, okay, charge this, and it comes out to almost half off. And your $5.95 a month comes out to $3-something when you get the yearly membership. That's like a cup and a half of Starbucks coffee. Funds and finances much of this operation. So not only is it a great value in the info war, it supports the work we're doing here. And a lot of fighting the New World Order is just supporting alternative media. And supporting good public servants, whether they be local or national. It's all just a process of standing up. So PrisonPlanet.tv. We also have a bunch of specials that are going to end after Christmas or when they run out. And it went better than I thought it would. We don't have a lot of these Obama Joker T-shirts. Though they were a bestseller, I decided to make them limited edition. Now, the famous poster that we adapted and that listeners posted nationwide, and it made international media, I mean, literally hundreds of TV stations and papers covered it, calling for people's arrest for posting them. That blew up in their face. Even more posted them. So then they started saying, okay, it's okay, so people would back off. But the point is, we made it into a shirt, and there's four different variants of the shirt in black and white, so eight different variants total. And four of those variants have sold out. So I want to keep the special going. So the size you want in the Joker Obama shirt is sold out. We have the new designs that we designed, that Janae Meadows, our great one of our great graphic people, designed. We have the old-fashioned but a modern version of that and a new 21st century version of the Don't Tread on Me flag shirts in black and white. And that is not a limited edition shirt, but I cannot continue to offer it forever. So when all of the Obama shirts are sold out, I'm going to discontinue this. You buy one Fall of the Republic DVD, because I just want the film to get out there, and you get a free T-shirt in the size that you want. And again, if the Obama's sold out, which half of the versions are, you can get the other shirt in whatever size you want. But that will end when all the Obama shirts are sold out. That can happen very, very soon. There's a bunch of other combo deals. We can get free end games, other free films. Big banner at the top of Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.com. And you can, my voice is a little hoarse today. I had a little bit of screaming last night at the rock concert. I hadn't been to a rock concert in eons. Side issue. The point is that we're offering specials, the likes of which we've never offered right now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Or you can call and ask about the specials and order via the phone if you'd like at 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And you can also write to me. I'm Alex Jones at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Before I get into Climate Gate and all the financial news, which I will cover, and We Are Change is joining us next hour with their incredible routing of Al Gore. Got five different groups coming on who are truly on the cutting edge of 1776 and the 21st century version of that in the info war. So I salute you. All hail the fighters for freedom, the sons and daughters of liberty. You make the founders proud, I will tell you. But you certainly know that in your spirit, though, don't you, that you're on the right side of history. Dave Mustaine is conservatively, the founder of Megadeth, conservatively the second biggest and most successful heavy metal band, which is one of the major genres of music in history. Metallica is obviously number one, but as he told me in an interview last night, he's part Metallica because he was there at their very start. We've had Dave Mustaine on a few times, and last time he was on with us, he said that he's become a Christian and that he really has woken up to the New World Order and that my films have really woken him up thanks to people giving them to them. And he named his new album Endgame after my film Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And he said, when I come to Texas, I'd like to hang out and get some barbecue with you. And so be sure to give me a call in November. And I forgot and did it just a few days before they were in town. But he invited me up, and I ended up spending, 4 hours with him and the band. And in the interview, he explained, I always liked Megadeth because it was political. It was anti-New World Order, even when I was a teenager. I mean, we're talking 20 years ago. More than 20 years ago. Wow, that's hard to believe. I've been listening to him since I was about 12. And, he said, I was never a Satanist. But, and I never knew that, to a certain extent, I was part of something overall that was bad. But, now his message is a very good one and totally anti-New World Order. And, to have one of the monsters, one of the kings of heavy metal, that so much of it is just filled with the occult, to have him come out for truth. And again, when I tell you these stories, it's not, oh, look, I'm hanging out with Dave Mustaine. When we go get these interviews, then the tens of millions, and that's conservative, of Megadeth fans become listeners of ours. And vice versa. A lot of our listeners then become listeners of Megadeth. And Dave talked about that as well. But then I went out into the crowd of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and I literally couldn't go anywhere backstage or in the crowd. There were Obama Joker InfoWars.com shirts. There were InfoWars.com shirts. There were InfoWars.com hats. There were people who were 50 years old, people who were 20 years old. I mean, I got mobbed, ladies and gentlemen. And again, that is another indicator of just how many people this radio show is reaching. And, I knew we were reaching a lot of people 5 years ago. I knew we were reaching a lot of people a year ago. But it is just getting insane. I mean, we really have a responsibility here to do a good job and go to the next level because we have a lot of people listening. And it's across the board, old, young, black, white, Hispanic. I mean, I can go to a country music event, fans everywhere. I can go to a ballet, listeners everywhere stopping me. I can go to a hardcore heavy metal concert in Dallas, Texas. Literally can't go 2 feet. 2 feet without running into listeners. I mean, this show, I've underestimated the power and the reach of the films and the websites and the radio show and all of it. And I just want to thank the listeners out there because you have done something really special. Because I'm only a small part of this, and I'm only one vein, in the arm that wields the fist at the face of the New World Order. All of us together just make up tiny parts of it. But just from where I am sitting, believe me, I'm sitting on higher ground than a lot of people out there because I'm on the radio, I'm in the media, I interact with the public. The public recognize me, so I get more pings, more sonar pings back. And it is now reached crescendo level and is only rising right now, the amount of people that are awakening to the truth. It is explosive. This country is in a revolution of awakening and renaissance and enlightenment and understanding. And I just want to be thankful to God. I really am thankful to God for protecting me all these years, for forgiving me all these years. I'm certainly not perfect. And I want to thank my family and all of everybody out there who's prayed for us, because we have gone through a lot of persecution. But I guess God chose me and many others for this job because I've got a pretty thick skin. And quite frankly, people attacking me only makes me work harder. And so on so many fronts, I did fit the bill for the position I fill. But you are going to see more attacks against us. And I don't mind personally being attacked by mainstream media, alternative media, disinformation operatives. But I do lament, I do grieve, I do have sorrow. It's actually a painful spot in my heart for all of the great minds that have been awakened, but only a little bit, and who are opening up to a wider world, who then get sucked in to the disinformation and then never fully go out and wake other people up or grow to their potential, because they then fall into the kind of conspiratoid world of speculation and disinfo and infighting, which is right out of the FBI training manuals. And the defeatist attitude and all of it, and just the flotillas of whole cloth lies that are told about us, you name it, it's said and done, that are stated as if they're total fact, but don't even have a shred of truth to them. And I just, from time to time, want to ask the listeners to not spend your time defending Alex Jones. Warn people about sodium fluoride in the water. Warn people about mercury in the vaccines. Warn people about the North American Union. Warn people about the carbon tax takeover and how the states nationwide are already passing the carbon tax laws to run our lives and control our lives. Warn people about serious issues where you can actually help someone and where you can actually inform someone and where you can potentially make their life a lot better and even potentially save their lives, okay? Because the New World Order wants to attack Alex Jones and make the movement that's exploding about Alex Jones. At a selfish level, I could give you the P.T. Barnum quote about, I don't care what you say about me in the newspaper as long as you spell my name right. Because at a very worldly level, it is good for this radio show and good for my websites and good for my films that so many people attack me. And so many of the attacks against us from mainstream, alternative media, you name it, really is one of the pillars of what has actually made us so successful. So I guess, you know, the Bible says God takes attacks against his people and turns it into something good. And so I guess it all works out in God's plan in the end. And that's why it's so mind-boggling, because I know it's bad at levels, but it's also good at a certain level. But in my gut and in my intellect, overall, I think it's, in the final equation, bad. And that's why the system does it and promotes it and pushes it, to kind of create a fog so that instead of you becoming active and involved, you get into sewing circles, gossip circles, just spending all your time spinning your wheels. When if you actually stand up, get involved, go out and reach out to other people, there is a bumper crop of awakened minds out there right now, but we have to bring the crop in. People are ready to be awakened. They're already awake to a certain extent, but we need to be out there speaking to them, out there informing them, out there waking them up further. And this whole thing does not need to just be about Alex Jones. It needs to be about the issues. And that's why we always try to stick to the issues. That's why we're nonpartisan. It's why we try to stay out of the race issues, why we try to stay out of the religious infighting issues. I am an example to others, whether it's good or bad. I try to live that way and not preach at people about what I think, how they should live or what they should do. I tell you what I'm doing and what I intend to do and what successes I've had and what defeats I've had. And so hopefully you can not have to experience some of the bad things I've experienced, that you can take the lessons learned from my 14 years of frontline engagement with the New World Order, and so you won't have to live through the mistakes I lived through. It's like your parents, you know, everybody's parents told them, look, I know you don't want to listen to me, you're 14 years old, but I've been through all this, and later you're going to wish you to listen to me, and you're going to respect me later once you grow up and sit in my shoes. Please listen to me. And it's a rare son or daughter in this day and age that will actually listen to their parents and take their advice. But we're riding a rocket here, ladies and gentlemen. There's no doubt we left the atmosphere a long time ago. We're halfway to Alpha Centauri's right now. And I want you in the Info War to jump on your rocket and hit the launch button. We'll be right back.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank. And it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way. And you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years?
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give from the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
Call for your free CD now. 800-578-6279.
This works. Call the number.
Call now for your free CD. 800-578-6279. 800-578-6279.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, we're here live. Just trying to awaken the public to the fact that there's a global shadow government now coming out of the shadows and openly announcing its domination of the planet. And we're saying, no, that's illegitimate. We the people will not go along with it. You are criminals. and we can get caught up in minutia all day. The bottom line is we need to say no to the New World Order. And we need to recognize the incredible victories we're having against this system as well. Let's continue with your phone calls. We Are Change coming up. I will get more into ClimateGate and the other issues I mentioned. But continuing with your phone calls right now, Annie in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm great.
Alex, I wanted to let you know I bought a 5-pack of Full of the Republic as gifts and a Full of the Republic and Camp FEMA for me, and everyone has to re-gift it after they watch it.
Absolutely. Or make copies of it and give it to people. And you not only wake people up, you fund our operation.
Well, and I order coins through Midas, and I just finished an eFoods Direct order, so I'm doing my shopping through InfoWars.
That's why we're able to operate. Without you, we couldn't do it.
Well, everybody has to pitch in. About ClimateGate, and I'll say this quickly, I don't know if you saw the Media Research Center release day 12 of Network ClimateGate cover-up, and it says that ABC, CBS, and NBC's collective silence on ClimateGate has reached ridiculous levels as the broadcast network continue to ignore the great and growing scandal. The bias by omission has now become scandalous. And the second thing, I'm wondering how vigorous Penn State's investigation of Professor Mann's going to be when they have nearly $500 million in contracts with the Department of Energy. And I'll take your answer off air, Alex.
Thank you. Well, we know these aren't going to be very in-depth investigations, but Professor Jones, the kingpin of all this, these are the head scientists for the UN. This is where they get the data that they then put in the fake peer-reviewed journals. And the spin by the controlled media has been, well, this has been proven to be a fraud, but we need to focus instead on who stole the emails, because that's a crime and very horrible and terrible. And we also need to understand that the peer-reviewed journals back up man-made climate change and global warming. They've gone from a freezing earth to a warming earth, now to any climate change is bad and unnatural, which is another fraud. Just as big a fraud as saying polar bears can't swim and are all dying, which is a total lie. I mean, it's ridiculous. But yes, these universities get over 90% of their funding from the federal government. That's what Dwight D. Eisenhower talked about in 1961 in his farewell address. President Eisenhower talked about the dangerous influence and takeover of research by the military-industrial complex. And you know, this isn't little tree-hugger idiots that are just wrong about CO2 and really thought the Earth was warming and wanted to save us, and they're wrong. This is a group of collectivists that want to hijack control over society. They're a bunch of control freaks that want to micromanage every facet of our lives. And we have all their own internal documents and textbooks and public UN statements. I mean, this is not our opinion. And so, of course, all the major universities were going along with this lie and parroting the East Anglia Climate Research Center's fraudulent data and NASA Goddard Space Center's fake climate data. I mean, they're caught red-handed. So, yes, don't expect that arrogant Professor Mann. There's a video up on prisonplanet.com of him in this article, ClimateGate Crooks Recast Themselves as the Victims, where he just drips with elitism and power and chutzpah and arrogance and aplomb. And sits there just laughing at everyone, saying, oh, I think people in government understand this is no big deal, and they know the truth, and gets this little look of satisfaction on his face. Look, they're going down, okay, and they know it. They're a bunch of control-freak cockroaches. They're not liberals.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.